views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And today we have a very esteemed guest with us. His name is Guy Lazarus, and he is one of the best healers that I've ever come across. And believe me, I've come across plenty. He is amazing, just amazing, folks. So today is your chance to call in and talk with Guy, because you probably won't have this opportunity for a while. After, I hope not. I hope he comes on again real soon.
Well, if I'm invited,
of course you're always invited. Are you kidding? You're an amazing healer and you're an amazing friend too. I want to give you a couple of numbers, guys, if Brian will put them up.
1-800-930-2819. And if you want to get a call from Artie, just give him a call at 877-ANGEL-02.
Yes, and if you'd like to get a call with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. Now, Guy, what is your number?
Well, if you'd like private Reiki healing, I do mind, body, and soul. You can reach me at my cell, which is 646-302-1813, or by email, which is ReikiEnergyHealer1111 at gmail.com.
You want to spell Reiki for them? Honestly, because some people spell it incorrectly.
Okay, Reiki is spelled R-E-I-K-I.
That's a practice joke. Okay. Excellent. That was great. We have another caller. Her name is Debbie, and she's from New Jersey. Debbie, are you there? Deb? Debbie?
Hello?
Hi, Debbie. How are you? This is Sky. How are you?
Good, Sky. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What can I do for you today, honey?
I was just calling in, and I was listening and stuff, and with the guy for the healing.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Very blessed to have him today. So let me turn you over to God so you can speak with him. That's Debbie.
Sorry.
Debbie, how are you?
Good, good, Guy. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good.
What can we do for you today?
A lot of things that are, you know, it's funny because I almost sounded like that last caller and stuff like that, you know, and I just have a lot of emotions and I've, you know, gone through a depression stage and stuff like that about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And it's just, you know, a lot of things that are going on. I've lost a lot of people, loved ones. So,
sorry to hear that.
You know, it's been rough.
It's very hard to lose somebody that you love. But remember, that's why we're here, so that we can connect for you. So you never have to feel as though you're that far away from them, because they're really not that far away from you. Keep that in mind.
Right. And I mean, I believe that. I really do. Because I do get signs. I mean,
yes, wonderful.
You know.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is. It's absolutely wonderful.
It's so comforting to know that they're not so far away. But why don't you talk to Guy, because this is really a real special day for us to have him here.
So, Debbie, okay. You'd like some emotional healing?
Yes.
Okay. You have you written down my email address?
No, I haven't.
It's very hard for me to do stuff like that over the radio.
Okay.
I will give you the email. Do you have a pen?
Yes, I do.
Okay, the email is Reiki Energy Healer 1111 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com?
Gmail, yes. And I will need you to email me your God-given name, whole name, and a picture of yourself, if you could possibly do that.
Okay.
And I will take care of that for you this evening.
Okay, I just want to go over that email. It's Reiki Energy Healer at gmail.com.
No, Reiki Energy Healer 1111. The numbers?
Oh, 11. Okay, 1111.
Yes.
At gmail.com.
Right.
Okay.
Is there anything you'd like to speak about? Maybe Sky and I could help you with that.
No, just, I mean, basically, I was just wondering if anybody, you know, was coming through and stuff, you know. I mean, with the signs that I get sometimes and stuff. So, you know, if anybody was coming through.
You know something? I feel a female energy around you.
Female?
Yes.
Yeah, I just, that's why I'm saying I just lost my aunt and, I was very close with her, very, very close.
She's coming through.
And my mother,
as,
you know.
She's coming through almost as a mother figure. So when it comes through almost as a mother figure, but not quite, I know it's either an older sister, an aunt, or a grandmother. So you just verified that that's your aunt. And you're very close.
Yeah.
She wants you to know that nothing was left unsaid, and she does understand. And I don't know what that means. She says, I understand. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. As long as it makes sense to you, that's all that matters. And she doesn't want you to dwell on certain things you're dwelling on. She says, take them out of your mind. Nothing was left unsaid, and I do hear you. Now, she's telling me that she's with everyone. And there was a time when you were wondering if everybody was together.
Yeah.
She says, tell her that everyone's together here. And
okay.
Not to worry. She says, you have a long life ahead of you. Were you concerned about that?
No, it's just, you know, sometimes I just get depressed and stuff like that. And, you know, so... You just wonder how long, you know, you're going to live and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, she's going to wipe just, that out of your mouth. Wipe that out of your, oh, I don't even know why I said mouth. That's her, not me. Wipe that out of your head. Know that you have a long, beautiful life ahead of you. If you could just focus on the good in your life. Even though she is telling me that you feel that there is not much good in your life, there actually is. And she says that she's sending you pennies and feathers.
She said what?
She's sending you like you finding money, like pennies.
Yeah.
And feathers.
And feathers, like bird feathers?
Yes.
Okay.
Inside the house. So whenever you see a feather or you see change on the floor and you know you just swept or vacuumed, know that she's with you. And she's telling me, I'm only a thought away.
Okay.
And she says something about her sister. Is her sister also in spirit?
No, her sister is my mom. And my mom took it very bad because my mom is the oldest.
Okay.
And my aunt was younger. And they were very close. They were really the only two sisters that were left out of eight. Right.
Well, she wants you to tell me that she loves her. And that she's thinking about her a lot. Not your aunt, but your mom is thinking about her a lot.
Right.
And
right.
Ease her mind by telling her that she did not forget. There's something that they were doing together, or there's something that your aunt from the other side wants your mother to know. She did not forget. That's the message.
Okay.
I did not forget. I remember.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't make sense to me, and it doesn't make sense to you, but I'm positive it'll make sense to your mom.
No, it makes sense to me. It does make sense.
Okay, great. Well, yeah. It was really nice speaking with you. And when you do call or email a guy, you're going to see a tremendous difference in yourself. And a lot of the depression will just dissipate. And believe me, you have a lot of people up there rooting for you. You have you're surrounded by a lot of good angels. I'll tell you that. You're a lucky lady.
Good. Thank you so much, Sky. Can I have your number, please?
Sure. My number is 908-500-1474.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sky. Thank you, Guy. God bless.
God bless
and
you, Debbie.
Too,
thank
doll.
You.
You take care, honey. Bye-bye. That was such a nice caller. I love to be able to connect with people on the other side. But since it's now past the hour, I think that we should bring up our next topic. Would you like to tell us?
Well, before commercial break.
Yes.
Our next topic is going to be, is being raw, honest, always a good thing?
Right.
And we will be back
yep.
right after these words and messages
of
to discuss that.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ. I want you to tell me why you walked out on me. I am so lonesome every day.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we have a very esteemed guest with us. That's Sky Lazarus. And he is a very, very good healer, guys. I mean, he's above healing. Sky.
Thank you, Sky.
You're very welcome, doll.
Hello, everyone.
Let me tell you, this guy is the bomb. You've been very blessed to talk to him today. And we're very blessed to have him on the show because, you know, he is such a great healer. I mean, I know he did it for me, and I'm not easy to heal.
I love your piece of cake.
I love him. He's so sweet. Thank you. But listen, folks, if you'd like to have a reading with Artie, you can get him at 877-ANGEL-02, and he'll give you a psychic reading. He does parties, got a website, the whole nine, and he's really good. And you will not be one moment disappointed. And if you'd like to get a reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. And if you'd like a beautiful healing from Guy, his number is...
I could be reached at 646-302-1813.
And you know something, guys? I want you to know, he doesn't only heal you emotionally. He heals you from the core. He heals you from the soul level. And that encompasses not only your soul, your emotions, but also your physical pain. Physical pain. And a lot of times, as he can tell you, emotional pain will cause you physical pain. Correct?
Yes. Well, being a Reiki healer and a Reiki master, I can heal mind, body, and soul, which are the three things most people need.
Yes.
And everything else after that will just fall into place.
That's right. Everything will fall into place. Now, if you guys would like to get a mini reading by myself or just speak to Guy about his healing, the number to call would be 800-930-2819. And you can still get a couple of readings in, guys, if you'd really like to, because we have about half an hour, a little more than half an hour left of the show. You know, Guy, I wanted to ask you, how did you know when this was all happening to you? What distinguished you from being growing up and being a kid and growing up to an adolescent, and then all of a sudden this gift comes upon you? How did you find that out?
excuse me. Well, if I think about it now, my entire life, everyone's always come to me for answers, for advice, and as long as I could remember. And as I got older, my intuition got stronger and stronger and stronger. I mean, the Reiki, like I said to you on the last show, Reiki, I did not find Reiki. Reiki found me. I met a woman who was a Reiki master and very, very powerful. And she just sensed it, told me I had to do it. I did it. And let me tell you, it was the best thing I could have ever done.
That was called divine intervention.
Absolutely.
Divine intervention.
People, you need to learn to surrender to what is supposed to be and not what you want something to be.
You see what he just said? That, I think, sums it all up. To have a happy life, you sometimes need to surrender to not sometimes what you want, but what life brings you, what the universe brings you, what God brings you.
Absolutely. I mean, your whole life is really already planned the day you were conceived.
Correct. That's so correct. And we have signed contracts before we've come down here, folks. And, you know, you can pray and you can change your destiny. Destiny can be changed. But for the most part, your contract has been signed, sealed, and delivered the day you came to Earth. Well, that's true, the day you were conceived. So, you know, even though Guy didn't know what his destiny was going to be, the Creator brought him his destiny, like it brings all of us.
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, for Sky, I got frustrated just like anybody else out there that has issues or problems or going through something. And, you know, I used to get mad. I used to think, well, what if I could have did this differently? I could have did that differently. Well, you know what? If you do all those things differently, mm-hmm. you're going to be a different person today. And maybe you may not like that person.
So true. So true. And that's why we had a caller before, I think it was Corinne?
Karina.
Karina.
Yes.
And she said she lost 20 years. She didn't really lose those 20 years because those 20 years made her the wonderful person she is today. And she, on that journey of 20 years, she really picked up a lot of information that she's neglecting to think about. But think about it. That's what made her who she is today.
Yeah,
you're
well,
right.
In this lifetime, there are no accidents. Everything
right.
happens, whether it's good or bad, because it's supposed to happen.
Right.
Without that happening in your life, you would never learn from it. You would never grow. You would never become this amazing person you are today.
Yes. Yes, I believe that 1,000%. And unfortunately, sometimes we go through things that we think are devastating, and they are. They're very devastating. And we ask ourselves, oh, does God not love me? Or why did this happen to me? Or this should never have happened to me. This is a terrible thing. But really, in retrospect, when you start healing from that travesty or from that devastation, and you look back on it, and you say to yourself, my God, yes, it was a devastation in my life, but look how far I've come. And look at the better person I've become for it. You know?
Yes, yes.
It's so important to embrace everything that goes on in your life. And don't live for tomorrow or yesterday. Live now. And I am, like, I sometimes don't practice what I preach either. But I always bring myself, or there's always somebody. I mean, my angels always bring me somebody to remind me of that fact. Because I'm human. We're all human. And we sometimes lose faith, and we sometimes lose that part of us. But there's always somebody to bring us back, like a fisherman. There's always somebody to reel us back into reality and remind us, live for the moment. Live for today, and tomorrow will fall into place.
Absolutely correct. I mean, many times people, Sky, they're so resistant to things. And,
yes.
you know, you say to yourself, why does this keep happening to me? And the answer could be as simple as because you allow it to happen to you.
Or you don't learn.
Yes. Well, once you learn, you'll no longer allow it to happen, whether this case, it would be something bad.
Right.
And until you learn, it's going to keep happening. And you're always going to say, why does this keep happening to me?
Now, our topic for the second hour is what? Being resistant?
Is being raw honest.
Oh, raw honest.
Always a good thing.
Sorry. Is being raw honest always a good thing?
Yes. If there's any callers out there who would like to call in.
And be raw honest.
Absolutely.
We're ready.
Did you give them the number of the studio, Scott?
Right. Yes, I did. Let me give it to you again. 1-800-930-2819. Call us and be very raw honest with us. We can deal with it today.
Yes.
We may never deal with it tomorrow, but today we can handle it. But honestly, is there a modicum of space between should I or shouldn't I?
Yeah, should you tell the truth or not tell the truth or not say anything?
Exactly. And is that person going to be on a level that you're on to accept the good or the bad? But before we answer that question and before we get any more calls, we do have to go to another break, guys. So I'm being told, Skythea, break. Okay, folks, we'll be right back just after this commercial.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't it nice?
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters. And the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies. So he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want, this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy. They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Madafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with others. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Madafada, kindly disregard this letter.
You know, as many times as I hear that song, I just cannot stop loving it. It makes me laugh like crazy because there's so many kids out there who really do come home from camp like that. You know, they're hesitant to go and then they hate it there. But when they have to come home, it's a whole nother story. I wish I was back at camp. I wish I was back at camp. But anyway, that song is terrific. It's definitely going to go into the Hall of Fame. I love it. I love it. So, okay. So what would you do in a case like this, God? You're in a relationship. And your partner is really agitating you to the point where, you know, you've dropped a few hints and they haven't picked up on it. And you don't know what else to do but be bitterly honest. And it could be something as trivial as, I just don't like the way you comb your hair. Can you just do it a different way because it reminds me of my grandfather or my grandmother? Can you misconstrue that as hurting somebody's feelings, or would you be bitterly honest and say the truth?
Well, as far as if it was a relationship, you have to value the other person's opinion, trust them, know that they're not bashing you, coming down on you. It's a very tricky subject. To say the least.
Yes, it is.
Because, you know, someone could say, you know, a man could say to his wife, girlfriend, or significant other, well, why don't you do your hair that way? And the other person could just say, oh, so you don't like my hair?
Right.
And then you get a big, you know what storm that comes your way.
Yes, that's true. That's so true.
And,
oh, you don't think I'm beautiful? You don't think I'm handsome?
Right.
So that's what, you know, that's where we have to say, like, you know, is it really, is it a fact of just tact in saying something?
Well, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Exactly. That's my point.
You know, you have to be very diplomatic.
To say the least. You know, in our jobs, we meet a lot of people, and we read for a lot of people. Now, believe it or not, and this is the God's honest truth, folks, sometimes spirit is not as diplomatic as you would think. Because the personality of the person on the other side is exactly the same way as it was when they were alive. And there have been many cases where I have run into where diplomacy was really not the first thing that I had to say or use. But I also have run into cases where they have told me, if you didn't say it that way, I would have never believed it was really him or really her. Because even though I didn't use tact and I just bluntly said it as spirit said it, that factor was the whole key of that person realizing that, yes, this is really my father, my brother, my sister, my aunt, my cousin, whomever. It was that lack of being tactful, you know?
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's the same person. They're just the same spirit, I should say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's uncanny. People don't change just because they get to the other side.
I got a message I was telling you earlier.
Yeah.
I received a message from a very good friend of mine's dad passed away. And
a great story. Say the whole
thing. Throughout his life, you know, the father was very, very hard on him. And now, I'm not a psychic. Don't get me wrong. I'm very intuitive.
Very.
I do hear spirit sometimes. This particular time, his father had passed, and that night, I'm just standing there, and I knew his father, so I knew what he sounded like and everything. And suddenly, I hear his father's voice in my head. And I'll have to do the accent. He was very Italian. Okay, so all of a sudden, I hear in my head his voice, exact tone. And he said to me, "Tell him I'm sorry." And I said, here we go. So now the next day, I still haven't told them the message. And they will keep telling you and telling you.
It's called pestering.
Until you get it. So the next day, I'm speaking with my friend, and I hear the voice again. This time, it's a little more aggressive. He says, "Hey, damn, I'm sorry." So I had to tell my friend. And after that, he left me alone.
You know, he's so right about that. You eventually will be a medium. I feel it. I see it. I have this very, it's like they're almost telling me that they're beginning to train you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And you are catching on quick. Eventually, you're going to be a really good medium because you are so intuitive. But you see what he said, folks? How the first time he came a little less aggressive. And Guy didn't go and tell his son. But the second time he came more aggressively. And that's what they do until you give the message. And the way I like to give my messages is verbatim. I don't tear them apart and I don't put it in a nice way. I just say it as bluntly as they have because there's reasons for it. There's reasons for it. And if you would have told your friend that his dad wouldn't have had that Italian accent or didn't come off as strongly as he did, I highly doubt that he would give it any thought.
No, well, I absolutely knew it was him. I mean, I knew the man for many, many years. And, you know, this happened late at night the first time. And, you know, I couldn't very well give him the message then.
Right.
But, he pestered me until I gave him the message.
And I know exactly what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
I know. Yes, that is so, so true.
And I wasn't channeling him. He just basically busted down my door, so to speak.
That's exactly right. And that's so funny because there's a lot of mediums out there who say, I have to prepare for this. I have to, you know, do my meditation. I have to open up. But let me tell you something, folks. When you're a real medium, they come. You don't have to prepare for anything. The only thing I always like to do is say a prayer for protection. That St. Michael the Archangel will always protect me. And I'm very close with St. Michael the Archangel, and he talks to me all the time. And I'm very blessed for that. And he always protects me against anything and everything. So I know that when spirit wants to get a hold of you, whether you're 100% properly opened up or meditated or anything like that, it doesn't matter. They're coming through. They are coming through.
Yeah, they don't really seem to care what you're doing.
No.
Or who you're with.
That's
or
right.
When you're doing it.
Absolutely. How many times have I been in the shower and somebody has come to me? How many times have I been asleep? My dad, God rest his soul, I love him to pieces. My father comes to me at night and pinches my toes so that I wake up. I literally feel my toes being tickled and pinched. And there was one time, especially when my sister was going in for surgery, and I was sleeping on the couch, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I feel somebody like tickling my toes, and I think it's the dog licking my feet. So I just smushed my foot away, still sleeping. Happened again and again and again until I sat up and I saw there was no dog there. I says, uh-oh. And then I heard a laugh because my dad, he had a very particular laugh. And he told me, go and get a piece of paper and a pencil because you're never going to remember this in the morning. And then I did. And it was wonderful. But before I get on with that story, we have to go to another break, guys. But we'll be right back right after this.
Take it to the first now.
Co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ. Coming to you on a dusty road. Good loving, I've got a truckload. When you get it, you got something. So don't worry, 'cause I'm coming. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man.
Thanks, Bri. That was a really, really good song. Thank
you. Oh, I love it. It's blues personified.
How many years old is that? So that's pretty old, right?
It's got to be. I couldn't tell. I'll have to look it up and tell you.
Like from the 70s, late 70s, maybe?
Probably. You're right.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. So, folks, we're wrapping up our show pretty soon, but, you know, I wanted to ask, if you ever have a situation that you need to be bitterly honest with, would you ever hold back? Go ahead. And how do you know when to hold back?
That's very questionable because, you know, you don't want to hurt the other person's feelings.
That's what I mean.
You know, that's something nobody ever wants to do, but, you know, you have to ask yourself, would you rather just lie to them, not tell them anything. You know, I watch a lot of these, well, not anymore, but years ago I used to watch a lot of like the American Idol and stuff like
yes.
that. And I gotta tell you, some of the people who auditioned, they were really terrible.
They were.
In a case like that, you know, I know it's hard to tell someone you love the truth at risk that it may hurt them. But had someone told these people that, you know, you really don't really have that good of a voice, but you're really funny, so maybe you want to go into comedy.
You right? know? Yeah.
But they didn't want to hurt their feelings, so.
So you're saying like it's a double-headed sword.
Yeah, it really, really is. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough, tough call.
Right. I guess you have to know the person that you're dealing with, how touchy they really are.
Yeah.
And how you can get around telling them the truth in a very diplomatic way.
Yeah. I mean, when I coach people or, you know, I'll get...
That's got to be hard.
It is. But you know what? I try my best, okay? I don't want to come off too harsh.
Right.
But if, you know, I'm doing a healing on you or something like that, or I feel something, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. Because
right.
you need to know
yeah.
what you're dealing with.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't identify what you're dealing with, how are you going to deal with it?
Right. No, that's absolutely true. And that goes, that's really very true in relationships.
Yeah.
With your parents, or with your spouses, with friends. If your friend is doing something that you, it's totally obnoxious, how do you, you know, you have to tell that person.
But besides that, how many people have you read where they would say, you would tell them something about themselves or how they are or how they may want to be. And they'll say to you, you know what, Sky, you're absolutely right.
That's true. I have many a time. And there's some people that I will tell them things and they'll tell me, oh, no, it's not true. But the reality is it really is true. So, you know, they have to be open enough to accept the reality of what they're doing or what they're not doing and say, you know what, maybe there is room for growth. And that brings me to a subject of growth. When you're in a situation where you have to be honest with somebody and you, I think one of the best ways to approach that is by maybe first telling them that what I'm about to tell you is not about meanness or being unkind or not being understanding. It's about your own personal growth.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe you could get into a situation or a conversation where you can say, you know, I want to help you. And I want to help you to grow into the best person you want to be.
Well, there also has to be a mutual respect between the two people. I mean,
this is true.
If you don't like somebody and they approach you and they tell you something,
the gloves are off.
Even if it's the truth, you're going to, God knows what you're going to say to them.
That's true. That's true. And I've run into people like that too, that I don't really like. And I really have to be a little bit more than nice.
Yeah.
And I have to explain to them, you know, the faults that they're doing to make other people not like them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not too fond of them to begin with.
Yeah.
So how do you, you know, it's very difficult. You're in a really bad position. Plus they're paying you to do that. So you really have to really put on your thinking cap on that situation,
yeah.
You know? But I live by one rule. Honesty is the best policy. If you're honest, folks, you don't have to worry about looking over your shoulder. You never have to remember a lie. And to be honest is to cleanse your own soul. So it's helping you in so many different aspects of your life.
Mm. Well, then, you know, you also have people that, unfortunately, they're compulsive liars.
Or pathological.
Pathological. There's plenty of those people.
Oh, yes.
And one of the things that I live by,
yes,
it's a saying, if you tell the truth, you never have to remember anything.
That's so true.
You don't have to remember if you told five people five different stories and only one person the truth.
Right.
Now, eventually, you forget who you told the truth.
That's exactly right. That's exactly my point. You never have to look back over your shoulder. You never have to remember a lie.
Yep.
And that is a really good way to live your lives, folks, because honestly, your word should be your bond. And to be tactful with somebody is a judgment call. You know, you have to know the person. Yeah, I believe. You have to know how much this person could withstand before they really get the wrong idea about you. And you have to let them know where you're coming from. But you know what? We're wrapping up.
We are. Look at that.
I can't believe it.
Time flies.
When you're having fun.
It was such a pleasure being here again in the studio, filling in for the one and only king of the Artie Party, Artie Hoffman.
Yes, it was. I'm so happy that you joined me today.
It was wonderful to see you.
Oh, it was always wonderful to see you too, sweetheart. I love you to death. And you're an amazing healer. And I want you guys to know that if anybody wants an amazing healing, and not even want it, but need it. And a lot of people need it without them even knowing. So I need you to call Guy. His name is Guy Lazarus, and he is an amazing healer. And your number, Guy?
My number is 646-302-1813.
I want to thank you so much for being with me today.
Oh, thank you,
Sky. I had a blast.
It was a pleasure.
And he's going to do some healing on me after the show.
What? Yes, I'm warming up my palms.
Oh,
as we speak.
Baby. So, guys, if you want to have an Artie reading or a party or anything like that, please call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02. And if you'd like a reading from myself, it's 908-500-1474. So as Artie would say, from my mouth to God's ears, may all of you be blessed with the love and the cherishing of the Holy Spirit. May every day be a happy one. May you never run into sadness. And may you, if you do, make that sadness into happiness. And from my love and Guy's love and Artie's love, we wish you all an amazing, lovely, healing, and happy life. Goodbye, folks.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.